Okay, today's daf is Psachim daf Chaf, the 20th daf here in Maseches Psachim Yerushalmi, and we are on Yutes Mabeis. So we're talking about, the context that we're talking about is the Gemara made a drasha yesterday that you're only allowed to use for matzah something that is able to, grain that you can eat all over the world. Right? As long as you eat it all over the world, then you could use it for matzah. That's why Bikurim is excluded. You can't use grain of Bikurim for matzah because Bikurim cannot be eaten outside of Yerushalayim. And that's excluded. What about Maaser Sheni? Maaser Sheni is okay because Maaser Sheni, if it becomes Tameh, so then you could eat it outside, you could redeem it. So that's why Maaser Sheni is considered something that you could eat anywhere. And of course, Truma you could eat anywhere, and Challah you could eat anywhere. We weren't sure, the Gemara had a suffix about Challah of Maaser Sheni, because technically that cannot be eaten anywhere. Because once, even though Challah could be eaten anywhere, and Maaser Sheni could be eaten anywhere if it becomes Tameh, but Challah of Maaser Sheni, so that cannot, because if Challah becomes tamei, that has to be burned. So it's not going to be taken out. So that was the suffix that we had about that overlap. So then the Gemara went into, that was one principle, that you have to be able to eat matzah, the grain, anywhere. Then the Gemara says, so let's get back to what the Mishnah said. The Mishnah said you're allowed to use karbanos, meaning the matzah of Todah and Nazir, you're allowed to use that for matzah. As long as, again, the Mishnah said, as long as you had that in mind to sell to others. If it was for yourself, so then not. But sell to others, let me say it this way. The Mishnah said that if you make it for yourself, then you're not allowed to use it. If you make it for others, you can use it. Why, if you make it for others, can you use it? Because you assume that if you can't sell it, you'll end up using it for your own purposes. You make like a tanai. But if you make it for yourself, you can't use it because it is a carbon. And what's the problem with that? So the Mishnah says, because it is not roi to eat for all 7 days. A carbon, it becomes pasul, it's nifsal. So that's what the Gemara said on the top of Yetes Mabeis, matzah, hane'achel, is kol shiva, ve'enchal is toder, kikinozir ne'achel and kol shiva. So the Gemara, for the rest of the Yomud, went into, 1 second, why do you have to come up with a reason that the reason you can't eat the matzah, you can't use matzah of nazir and toda is because it's not roi for 7. You can't eat it outside of Yerushalayim, right? The first yisod that we went into. So why don't you just give that reason? So the Gemara says, no, really, you can eat matzah of toda and nazir anywhere in the world. Why? Because in the days of Nov and Givon, during those years when bummas were mutter, you could eat it anywhere. So the Gemara says, okay, that works for toda. What about Nazir? Isn't Nazir an obligatory carbon? An obligatory carbonos cannot be brought on Bamas in your backyard. They have to be brought on the Bama Gadola, where you have a serious main Bama. So we're back to the question. Isn't Nazir considered an obligatory carbonos, and therefore it cannot be eaten everywhere in Eretz Yisrael? And therefore, why the Gemara have to come up with a different reason why you can't use it for matzah of Eno Roy Lokal Shiva? You should say it's not Roy to eat everywhere. So the Gemara, where we're up to now, has two other answers to that question. So the Gemara says, Ella Kareb Yehuda. That's what we're up to, about 6 lines up from the bottom, on Yutazman base. Maybe it's like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Amar. Rabbi Yehuda allows many more karbanos to be brought on private bamas. Rabbi Yehuda Amar, Chatas u'pesach liyachid bebama gedola. A karban chatas and the karban pesach, that could be brought, needs to be brought on a Bama Gedola. Ein Chatos or Pesach Liyar Bama Ketana, but a Chatos, a Karan Chatos, or a Karan Pesach. Those two are linked for many halachas, first Mishnah and Zvachim. But the Chatos and Pesach are not allowed to be brought on a Bama Ketana, but explains the Karban Eida. All other Karbanos, even obligatory ones, can be brought on a Bama Ziyachid. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, you could bring, even if the Nazir is considered obligatory karbanos, because once a person is a Nazir, he has an obligation to bring their karbanos, those can be brought on a Bama Ketana, those can be brought on private altars also. So again, it's considered something that could be eaten everywhere at a certain time in history, and therefore you need a different reason to exclude it from matzah. And that's the reason of Roy Hanechal Kol Shiva. One more. Another answer given, Lo Asya Elak Rabbi Shimon. Another way to view it is that maybe the karbanos of a nazir are not considered obligatory. Maybe they're considered voluntary. And if they're called voluntary, then you're able to bring it on any private bama at the time that there was a heter bamas. Which Rabbi Shimon? Elak Rabbi Shimon, the Rabbi Shimon Amar, Rabbi Shimon holds, Mikiva Chenizrak Olav Echam Ben Adamim. Once you bring any of the karbanos of a nazir, we know a nazir brings a set of karbanos. Once you bring any of them, then the isurim of a nazir evaporate. Hutar a nazir l'shos yayim l'tam l'meisim. Meaning, any one of them can be brought, and then the other two are just personal obligations that you have. Because of that halacha, the Gemara says, we could view, according to Rabbi Shimon, the karbanos of a nazir as not obligatory, voluntary. Because any one of them could make the other two just personal obligations, but not halachically important to make him not be a nazir. And therefore, we could view all of the three karbanos, because each one of them could be the last one or the one of the last two. We could view any one of them as voluntary, and therefore they can be brought on Baal Mikdanos. And therefore, they're considered to be able to be eaten anywhere. So you need the other reason of matzah necheles kol shiva. The how to view isurim of a nazir is a big topic in the Achronim. Big topic in the Achronim, how to view, or even the Rishonim already. Right? We usually say that the two questions. Number one, is Naziris just a fancy type of neder, but it's really a neder, right? It's right after, why is it in Seder Nashim? Because it's right after Nadarim, Nadarim, Nazir, Sota, right? So a Nazir is a form of a neder, but do we say it works the same way as a neder? As the Gemara says in the beginning of Nadar, remember, a neder is about the Heftza and a Shavua is about the Gavra, the only time in Shas that Chiluk is made. So do we say that a Nazir, if I'm a Kabbal to be a Nazir, right? So is that focused on the chefza? The wine is usher to me, like not kosher is usher to me? Or do we say no? A nazir, it might be a type of neder, but it's really more like a shvu, it's nisar gavra. The person is usher to be tamei meis. The person is usher to cut his hair. The person is usher. So that is a discussion in the Rishonim. The Rashba writes in a shuva that naziris is a neder, and in both a neder and a nazir, oser es a chefza al atzmo. Right, the Rosh, the first daf of Nedarim daf Beis, says that Nazirus is an Ifser Gavra. And that's what it sounds like from Tosfos. It's a big discussion whether Nazirus is Chefso or Gavra. The Maharit, that many Achronim, the Avni Miluim, likes this Maharit. The Maharit says it's an Ifser Gavra, but it's not exactly the same as a Shvua. And this is how the Achronim formulated also. Nazirus is different because Nazirus, what really Nazirus is that it's an acceptance of a status. And this is why it gets a little tricky. Is it considered, like our Gemara says, voluntary or obligatory karbanos? It's voluntary to become a nazir. I choose whether I want to be a nazir or not. Once I am a nazir and I accept that status, then I'm obligated to bring these karbanos. That's why it's a little tricky. It's in the middle. Is it voluntary? Is it obligatory? It's a little of both. It's voluntary to accept the status. But once you accept the status, then memela, you are chayiv to do all of these activities, right? All of these activities. V'nazir hu atzmo nitfas b'neder v'niskadesh gufo dumya de kohen, says the Ma'arit. It's like a kohen has certain halachas, a nazir has certain halachas. U'memela ne'asar. So that's an important discussion of the Ma'arit, but it's quoted by all the later Achronim, the Brisker Rav, and before him the Avni Miluim, in terms of how to define the Isser of Naziris. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, second to last line here on Yud Tesma Beis. Rabbi Simon, Moshe, Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Oso kizayis adam yotzei bo yidei chavasu bepesach. That kizayis that you use to be yotzei, your mitzvah of matzah on Pesach, tzarich shalu yiyabo mashkin. There can't be any liquids except for water. Right, that's what the carbonate, obviously you need water to make matzah. But you can't have any other liquids. Sorech shalo yiyabo mashkin. No liquids, right? The carbonate on top. Chutz mimayim. Why? Why can't you have any other liquids? Because if you have any other liquids, it's called matzah ashira. It's called the rich man's matzah, like we said. We said may peiris ein machmitzin, but you still can't use it for the mitzvah of matzah because it's matzah ashira. And we need lechem oni. Lechem, one of the pshadim of lechem oni is lechem ani, lechem of a poor man. And therefore, you can't have any liquid in it. There's a big discussion. That sounds like no liquid. All other types of liquids, including wine or apple juice or any other type of liquids cannot be used for your mitzvah matzah. It might not make it chametz, as we saw yesterday, but you cannot use it for your mitzvah matzah. There is a sheet of the Rambam, right? Most Rishonim, like the Ran, say, it's like Ar Yerushalmi. The Bavli does not have this type of lashon that you can't use any liquid. The Bavli has, the Gemara in Pesachim, which the Rambam quotes, you can't use liquids, these four liquids. And the Rambam lists four liquids. The Rambam here in Hilchas Chametz HaMatzah, Perek Vav Halacha Hey, the Rambam says, Ha'ose, where's the second half? Here, Matzah Shalasha B'mei Peros, Yotze Boidechavaz B'Pesach. Wow. The Rambam says, if you use Mei Peros, you can use, what do you mean Matzah Shira? The Rambam says, no. If you use any other liquids, it's fine, except for Aval Ein Lashon Osa, B'yayin O'B'Shemen O'B'Dvash O'Chalav. You can't use honey, wine, oil, or milk. One of those four. Mishum Lechem Oni. These four create a violation of Lechem Oni, but other liquids are allowed. So this is, so let's say apple juice. Apple juice is not on the list. According to the Rambam, you could use apple juice matzah for the mitzvah of matzah. And that's why Rav Soloveitchik was machmer like this Rambam on Erev Pesach or the days before when we say, oh, remember the case of Erev Pesach, Shalayis B'Shabbos, some people you use matzah shira for Lechem Mishnah in the mornings. Rav Soloveitchik said, you can't, according to the Rambam, you can only use matzah shira made out of one of these four. Because only one of these four, you cannot be yotze the mitzvah of matzah. If you can be yotze the mitzvah of matzah, like with apple juice, that's not one of the four, then according to the Rambam, that's in the isra of eating matzah on Erev Pesach. Right? Therefore, you wouldn't be able to do that. But again, the other Rishonim say all liquids. And the Magen Mishnah here says, and that's what the Yerushalmi says. Yerushalmi just says no liquid. The Yerushalmi doesn't list off like the Bavli, like the four liquids that are mentioned. Again, wine, oil, honey, and milk. Those four. The Ravid here, of course, argues. The Magen Mishnah, again, here says, Yerushalmi, he says, our Yerushalmi sounds like the other Rishonim, not like the Rambam. But again, that's an important discussion of machlokas. So again, our Gemara says, no liquids. Rabbi Yirmiya Amar, la mitzvah samris. Rabbi Yirmiya says that's only a din l'chadchila. L'chadchila, b'di'evit, it's okay. Rabbi Ba Amar, la mitzvah samris, l'chadchila. Rabbi Yudah Barpazi Amar, li'kuvah samris. No, it's li'kuvah. It's li'kuvah. If you have other liquids in there, then you can't use the mitzvah, you can't use it for matzah. Milsa, Rabbi Bun Barchia Amar, li'kuvah samris. Rabbi Bun Barchia sounds like, from his words, also, sounds like it's a li'kuvah. It's a din li'ikuva. Why? Because he asked the following question. Hesev, Rabbi Bun Barchia, he asked the following question on the whole din, the basic din of Rabbi Shimon Levi, that you can't have liquids. But didn't we learn Vatanid and Chalas Toda? Our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says that you could use your Chalas Toda, right? You can't use it if you made it for yourself. You can use it for others. But one second. Islacha Meimer Chalas Toda Sheim Mashkin. The matzah of the Karban Todas have oil in it. It's a pasuk in Chumash, right? You have to have oil with your matzah that you make for the, so one second, if you're using oil, and that's one of the four, even for the Rambam, and it still says you theoretically can use it for matzah. So that's the question that Rabbi Bun Barchia asked Rabbi Shimon Levi. How could you say that you can't have any liquid? You're allowed to use the matzahs if you made it for other people. One second, it's Kasha. So the Gemara is saying, why is that a question? Why didn't he answer? Maybe Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi is talking about lechatchila. And the Mishnah is talking about b'di'eved. B'di'eved, if you put it in, the fact that he still asked the question, it must be that he also said in li'kufa. Again, that's how the Gemara knows that Rabbi Bun Barchia holds that it must be a din li'kufa. That if you have liquids in there, you cannot use it for the mitzvah matzah. How do you know that he says that? Because he asked the kasha from our Mishnah on Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, and he didn't give the answer that one's lechatchila, one's b'di'eved. It must be he holds that even with the Eved, you're not allowed to use these liquids. Period. So that's the Raya from Ibn Barchia. Continuing. What could the Gemara also have answered to that question? How our Mishnah is not a Kasha. Meaning, even if you say that it's a Din Li'ikuva, maybe there's an answer. Amr Rabbi Yosa Taman Revi'asi. The oil that's used by the Karban Todah, The Torah and the Torah Shebaal Peh gives the shear. It's a tiny, tiny amount of oil if you spread it amongst all of the loaves. Remember, there are 40 loaves. 10 of them are matzah. It's a tiny amount. Revi'asi, revi'as, mischalekas, lakama, chalos. Switch that word. Right? The chalos. So it's split up. Period. So therefore, it's a tiny, tiny amount. So it's batel. So it's negligible. And therefore, that would not be a violation of lechem oni. Period. Says the Gemara now, continue a little more, Vahaida Amrada. Where is this? What's the source of this? So the Yerushalmi often uses that Lashon. What's the source of what? Right? So what's the source of what's the carbon eita explains? How do you know that b'di'evid you might be yotze with these liquids? Meaning, according, we just said, there's a machlokes amoraim, when Rabbi Shua ben Levi says that you can't use any other liquids in your matzah. Is that a din l'chadchila or a din b'di'evid? That if you did it, could you use it for matzah, if that's the only matzah you have? So there is a daya that says, yeah, it's okay b'di'evid. Where do you see that? Where do you see it? From the following. Yachol yotze yedecho vaso berevicha. You might think that you're able to use for matzah loaves that are scalded, revucha, right, that are scalded with boiling hot water. Tamalomar ushmartem es amatzos. No, but the pasuk says you have to guard your matzah. Matzah, satricha shimur. You have to use matzah that you would need to guard from chametz. Yotzas zu shein satricha shimur. This revucha that you scalded with boiling hot water, that somehow prevents it from leavening after that. So this type of dough, you wouldn't have to worry about chametz. But the Torah says you have to guard your dough from chametz. Only a dough that can become chametz you could use for the mitzvah matzah. So Revucha says the Braisa, you don't have to guard from chametz, and therefore you wouldn't be able to use it. So the Gemara says, Mipnei, the only reason that you see in this Braisa that you can't use Revucha is because it doesn't become chametz. Mipnei she'ein tzricha shimur. That's the only reason. But if it didn't have the reason of revucha that it doesn't become chametz, you would be able to use it even though it has oil in it. So therefore, you see, bidi evet, at least you would be able to use a dough which has other liquids in it. Says the Gemara, v'hatarni yotze b'masa mitubeles. But the Braisa says you can use spiced matzah. Afo pi she'ein batam dagan. As long as the majority ingredient is grain, even if you have some spices in the dough, you're able to use it for matzah. What does it mean, spiced? What type of spices? Sovereign meimar mituvelas b'mashkin. So we had a half a minute to say, maybe this means that it's spiced with liquid spices. And if that's true, then again that would prove that b'di eved, you could use a dough that have liquids in it other than water, at least b'di eved. And the Gemara answers and says that really is not a raya. Because nomar mitubelas shumshimin mitubelas egozim. Who says when you think of spices, you think of liquid? Maybe it's a little solid. It's a sesame you put in there. Some nut flavor you put in there. So there's no raya from that brisa that you're allowed to use liquid bidieved, because that brisa might not be talking about liquids at all. Might not be talking about liquids at all. Good. Continuing. V'haida amrada. Same lashon as before. What is this question? V'haida amrada. How do you know that you're able to use matzah that's spiced? Right, there is a minhag of not using, having salt on the table at the Seder, but some people don't dip their matzah in the salt because they want to have pure, unadulterated matzah when it's matzah's mitzvah. Some people dip it in the salt, but to have it on the table because you need salt on the table. That's a general din. But how do you know, ask the Gemara, right? This Bryce had just said that you're allowed to use spiced matzah. How do you know you're allowed to use that? So Gemara says, Yachol sheni yosef pesach ala b'pas hadra. You might think, because the Torah says you have to use poor man's matzah, maybe, or poor man's dough to be matzah, you might think you have to use pas hadra, Hadrian bread, which is a very type of inferior type of bread. You might think that's the only bread you're allowed to use. Minayin afilu b'matzas k'matzah shlomo. How do you know you're even allowed to use matzah that Shlomo Melech had on his table? Right, that's always the example given when we talk about even a suit of Shlomo HaMelech. Remember the language on Shabbos Chazon? Or Shabbos Chazon, you can even have a suit of Shlomo HaMelech b'shaito. So how do you know? You can even use fancy matzah, tamalomar, tochlu matzos, riba, tochlu matzos, which includes even types of fancy matzah. Imkein matamalomar lechem oni. So why is lechem oni excluded? Prat, lusursin, ulachalas hamasores, ulashisha. Some types of very fancy breads. Very fancy loaves are excluded. That's not matzah ashira. But other than that, one would be able to use any other matzah, which includes other types of spiced matzah, just not like these fancy ones. Okay. Let's continue. Yotzer b'matzah ove. You could use thick matzah. Ooh. Thick matzah. How thick? Ad tefach kalechem apanim. After all, the lechem apanim were matzah, and they were a tefach thick. So therefore, you're allowed to use matzah that's a tefach thick. Right? This is the connected, again, it's nowhere in Shas, but the idea of gebruchs. as we say, matzah shiruya, which goes back a couple hundred years. There is a Ravan. There's a Ravan, one of the Rishonim, that talk about not using matzah shiruya, but that's only because you want it to have a delicious, unadulterated taste of matzah. But it has to do with the taste, and not soaked. But we know that is a minhag of many, from the Hasidic background, to not you eat gebrux, all different types of permutations. How does one not eat gebrux? Does one not dip it in liquid? Does one not put liquid on it and put spreads on it? Everybody should follow their family custom. But it says here that you're allowed to use thick. But the hundreds of years ago, the chashash was, the Shari Tshuva quotes that maybe if it was thick matzah, that's why, and then you soaked it, so then it might still become chametz. Again, that's not really a chashash today, but that's where it originally came from. But the Gemara says here, even if it's a tefach thick, it's okay because lechem apanim was still called matzah, and it was matzah, and it was considered matzah, and you were able to use it. Yotzin. There's a lot to say about the lechem apanim. Maybe I'll just quote the one tshuva. Remember the tshuva, the Gemara says. The Gemara says in Menachos that the lechem apanim stayed fresh even a week later. Even a week later, every Shabbos it was switched by the Kohanim. Even a week later, it wasn't in any plastic bags, right? It wasn't frozen, right, to come out fresh. It was fresh and soft a week later, just like it just came out of the ovens. The Radvaz in the tshuva, 2178. That tshuva, Shnei Lavan Kuf Ayin Ches, quotes, how did Bnei Yisrael know that it was fresh? They never ate it, right? It's kachay kachim, right? And they never saw it. The shulchan was in the heichal. So the Chazal say they lifted it up and they showed them. So he quotes from the Ritva, show you how they, so somebody asked the Radvaz, but how do you see it? They held it up. Okay, how do you see it's fresh if you're just holding it up? So he says the steam was still coming out. Shahaya ola hevel mehalechem, ubazeh hayu makirim shehucham. Va'adayin lo yadanu umzeh nesay tediri odima bizman oli regalim. Was it steaming always or only when the oli regalim came when they were showed? And then he says, I never saw steam coming out of fresh bread. I don't know. I don't know. How did they know? So the whole thing must have been bederach nes. And he talks about how they knew. They lifted it up. Okay, important tshuva, but we'll continue. Yotzim matzah, no, you're allowed to use only partially baked bread or bread loaves. Kadesha tiparis voltiasa gidin gidin. As long as if you would break it and it wouldn't be strandy and connected to each other, it's called baked enough. Matzah hayishana. What if you have old matzah? What's old matzah? Matzah baked a while ago and you didn't bake it l'shem Pesach. So the first day of the Gemara, same machlok with Bisham Beisilel. Remember, first parak in Sukkah. Could use a Sukkah Yeshana. Are you allowed to use an old Sukkah? Beisilel says yes. You could use any Sukkah you want as long as it was made for shade. Didn't have to be made for a mitzvah. Made for shade. And Bisham Beisilel says no, Sukkah Yeshana is possible. It has to be l'shem Shamayim, like the Karban Chagiga. So that's a machlok, as the Gemara first suggests here, by matzah. Bisham Beisilel would say matzah Yeshana is not allowed. And Mesol says it is allowed. And then Rabbi Yosa, Divrei HaKol here. Rabbi Yosa says, no. By matzah, it will be Divrei HaKol that you cannot use it. Beis Hillel would agree here. Why? If you didn't make it L'Shem Mitzvah, then it's probably Chametz. Right? So probably Chametz. You weren't careful about guarding it. So even Beis Hillel would agree that if you didn't make the matzah L'Shem Mitzvah matzah, you cannot use it. Period. Yotzim Bisarukin. You're allowed to use types of doughs that have images on it, right? Images. Thin matzah that you made images on. Bein mitsuyarim, bein she'ena mitsuyarim. Even if it has decorative images or designs on it, you're allowed to use it. Avi shamarin osa sirikim mitsuyarim b'pesach. Even though they said you shouldn't do it. Why shouldn't you do it? Because there's a delay. You're going to like be busy shaping it and making the designs in the 18 minutes, right? That's why it's not a good idea. Not a good idea because it might be delayed and become chametz, but theoretically, if you did it properly, then you would be able to use it. Are you allowed to? Amru lo, asur. You can't. Because there's a delay. So they come to chametz. So Amru Lani says to them, what if you have a tfus? That means like a stamp. That means like we have for, you don't have to spend so much time making the shapes. You have like a thing from the, in the baking section of your kitchen. You put the whole thing on, you take it off, and now it's the shape. So it doesn't take any time. So is sirikin a problem, if we have these defusim, right? That's what, Zunin. That's what Baitis ben Zunin asked Rabbi Gamliel. So the Gemara answers, Amru lo no. You omri kol asirikin asurim v'sirikin Baitis ben Zunin mitarin lo plug. Meaning if I can't, just because you have this special tool in your kitchen to do it fast, I'm not going to allow it because they're going to say, oh, these srikin are mutter and those srikin are asur. It's too confusing. Too confusing and therefore don't do it. Tani Rabbi Yossi Omer, osin srikin kirikikin venosin rikikin kikulus kaos. You can make them thin, you can't make them thick. Make them thin, not make them thick. Again, and there, for that, we're not gozer. Mishum lo plug. Confusing. Right? Different types of people. We can't say some people are mota, some people are aser. But in terms of types, we would be allowed to. Again, there's a lot more there that we could talk about in terms of, what about cutting different images on Shabbos? Right? If somebody has different designs or images on their birthday cake, if somebody says happy birthday on a cake, you're allowed to cut that on Shabbos. Machlokas, the Ramah, the Dogam Ervava, Inilcha Shabbos. But Adkan Matzah. Maybe one more, 30 seconds about Matzah. Just to remember, we mentioned this often. Once we spoke about the mitzvah of Matzah, remember the Rambam's Lashon about Matzah. There's a mitzvah to eat Matzah at the Seder. Once you eat as Kezias, you're Yotzei. Achronim, Rav Sternbach and others are Medayik from the Rambam. That means that all Matzah that you eat at the Seder is part of the mitzvah. Once you eat a Kezias, because what does the Rambam say? It's a mitzvah to eat Matzah tonight. Period. He doesn't say it's a mitzvah to eat a Kezias Matzah tonight. He says a mitzvah to eat Matzah. Once you eat a Kezias, that's enough. But Achronim are Medayik, that means, according to the Rambam, any Matzah that you eat at the Seder is included in the mitzvah daraisa of eating Matzah. Okay, we move on to Maror. These are the vegetables that you can use for the mitzvah maror. Bechazeres, beolshin, betamcho, becharchavina, ubemaror. Those five, and the Gemara will talk about what they are. Yotze mehen ben lachem ben yiv. Ben argirsa here is kimushin. You can use them whether they're moist or they're wilted. If you look in the Bavli has the lashon of yevation, if they're dried out. Right? Whether they're moist or whether they're dry. Right, there are slight differences between the Mishnayos, between the Bavli and the Rishami. Avalo kavushin, you cannot use marah that was soaked in vinegar, velo shlukin or cooked, velo mavushalin or cooked thoroughly. Umitzarfim mekazayis, all the different types of marah could combine for the shear of kazayis for marah. V'yosem mekelach shalein, you can use their stalk, not just their leaf. As we had in the last mission, you could use all of these items because they're mutter to eat. Demai, Rav Amir Sar Maaser, Maaser Rishon, that the Levi took early. There's no chiv of Truma Gedola, v'chulu. What are these items? V'chazeres chasin. Chazeres is, and there's a different order in the Mishnayos. Also, in the Bavli, on the Flamites, and the Yerushalmi here. V'chazeres chasin, that means lettuce. V'olshin truksimin. U'betamcha gan gidin. V'charchavina, Rabbi Yossi, Barbon Amar, Yasacheli. These are all identifications. U'bim marar, Yerek mar, Upanav machsifin v'yeshlo saraf. Maror, when it says maror, what does maror mean? It's a type of bitter vegetable, and it has a light green, upanav machsifin. V'yeshlo saraf has some type of, the tree has some, where it grows, has some type of sap. Maror. The Ritva, here, where the Mishnah appears on Daflam Etes, Imsach, and the Ritva says, when it says maror, he quotes the Ra'ah, ki lashon klalhu. Mara here is not another one of the five listed. Mara means it's a catch-all. Any other vegetable that fits in this category. La fuke dvarim hamarim lagamre. Excluding totally inedible items. And he says, the Ritva, I mean, that's the Ra'ah. The Ritva himself says, the Gemara mashma, the Mara shame prati. The Mara, it sounds like Mara is a specific type. Not just a catch-all, but it's a specific one, just like the other four on the list. Period. Hatevo, nare chazeres matok. 1 second. Chazeres, isn't chazeres sweet? Vare eno karui maror ela matok. Right? Skip this. We're switching that gear, saw. So how was that one of the examples of maror if it's matok? Rabbi Chia b'shem Reb Oshia kal atzmam eno davar talui ela b'chazeres. Right? It itself, eno davar talui ela b'chazeres. The fact that you need, look at the carbon eita, hadbin and maror, hainam yishum de dami la chazeres. That which you need maror, something bitter, is because it's similar to chazeres. But the ikar mitzvah is with chazeres, which we said is lettuce, which we know is romaine lettuce. Ma chazeres chilasa matak vasofa mar. Chazeres also starts off sweet, but ultimately it's bitter. Kachasu amitsriyim avosenu. So too the mitsriyim, they started off being a little sweet to us. Remember, Paro said, please join us. But the kasha b'chomer uvil chazeres is the best to use because it starts off sweet and becomes bitter, just like the Mitzrayim story. Started off sweet and then bitter. Period. Bein kamushin, even if it's wilted, is tani tani avalo kamushin. There's another bright that says you cannot use wilted. Amar av chizda, man to amar kamushin v'kelach. The wilted stalks, right, that is allowed. Amandamar avalo kamushin v'olin. The one that says that you cannot use wilted, that is with the, talking about the leaves. Period. There's a big discussion, just to mention it, and maybe we'll get to it next time. Remember, the Mishnah says that you have to use a Kazayis Amara, and all of the different types of Amaras could combine. The Rush, famous Rush, in this sukkah, the Rush says that the reason that you need a Kazayis Amara is because in the Bracha we say, Al Achilas Marar. That's what the Rush says, here in Arvi Psachim. And the Shaila is, what are you talking about, Rush? The reason that you have to have a Kazayis Amara is because the Torah says you have to eat Marar. And all mitzvahs Achila are Kazayis. So what does the Rush mean? That only because it's the bracha, and if the Chazal would have made a different nusach bracha, then you wouldn't have to eat a kezayis amarer? It's a mitzvah from the Torah. All mitzvahs and averis of the Torah, the shir is a kezayis. Why would the Rush say that because the bracha is alachilas marer, you have to have a kezayis? So maybe we'll start with that next time, some of the answers of the Achronim, and then get more into marer and the other mishnayis as we get into the last daf of the second parak by the Shem next time. Okay, we'll stop here.